With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. New trademark regulations are coming into force this month that will give Customs and Border Control more power to stop suspected counterfeit goods at the border. Officials say the changes are aimed to protect consumers and legitimate businesses while supporting lawful trade. Starting tomorrow, the trademark's Customs and Border Control regulations will take effect, creating a new notice system for dealing with suspected trademark infringement at the border. For the first time, registered trademark owners, licensees, or authorized agents will be able to file formal notices asking Customs and Border Control to intervene when suspected infringing goods, materials, or articles are being imported into the Cayman Islands. With summer in full swing, the temperature is set to rise, and the power company is reminding the public to monitor their energy usage to avoid high bills. Caribbean Utilities Company CEO Richard Hugh.
The largest consumer in your home is the air conditioner. That can be 60 to 70% of your bill. So controlling that cost by running your air conditioner as little as possible. If you're not at home, set your thermostat up. We always have the question where people say, well, does it make sense to turn the AC off? Or if you turn it off, then it's going to run longer when it starts back up. Yes, that is true. It'll run a bit longer. But if you turn it off for a 24-hour period that you're not in the home, it's not running at all. So you're much better off from a cost perspective to turn it off altogether.
Mr. Hugh says while the fuel factor rate is set to rise in July to 19.5 cents per kilowatt hour and August to 24 cents per kilowatt, he says government summer fuel assistance program, which applies to residential homes using up to 2,000 kilowatts per hour, will cap the fuel factor to help reduce local rates. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit is congratulating its disease prevention officer, Damian Campbell, who has received the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability's Chief Officer's Choice Award.
Thanks to everyone, especially the ministry, because they gave us the tool to execute all of this work and always looking out for their workers as well.
Campbell started working at the MRCU through the National Community Enhancement Program before taking up a temporary post in 2021 and becoming a full-time employee in 2023. MRCU Supervisor Richard Jackson.
Anything I assign to Damian, he does to the top. I've had him train, no staff on. Everyone that works with him gets along well. See that he's one of the hardest workers in the department amongst everyone that works.
He's a busy guy, with the MRCU saying he often completes between 70 and 100 inspections a day and helps finish swamp surveillance tasks in 2 days that can take other teams up to a week. And the National Airline has announced seasonal summer flights from Grand Cayman to Montego Bay. They're running once a week on Tuesdays and will continue through September 1st. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump says he's not happy with the way Israel has handled Lebanon. He told reporters at the G7 summit that too many people had been killed. He said Israel didn't need to knock down an apartment block every time it was looking for someone from Hezbollah. Iran's foreign minister says ending the war in Lebanon is the most important issue in its deal with the US. Abbas Araghchi warned that any Israeli attack on Lebanon or continued presence on its territory was a violation of the agreement with the US. President Trump has met his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit as efforts continue to restart stalled peace negotiations. Mr. Trump has said Russia should make a deal. China's retail sales have fallen for the first time in over 3 years. Analysts warn China is becoming too reliant on exports and needs to boost consumer confidence at home to achieve more stable growth. A UN-backed court in the Central African Republic has opened a landmark trial in absentia of the country's former president, François Bozizé. He's accused of multiple counts of crimes against humanity. A Russian artist who painted caricatures of Vladimir Putin has reportedly been shot dead in Poland. Szymon Skrzypecki was known for his satirical work. The federal government in India has banned cough syrups being sold without a doctor's prescription. It follows incidents in which children have consumed cough mixtures contaminated with poisonous chemicals. India has temporarily blocked the Telegram messaging app. There are fears it could be used for cheating in a national exam resit. And tennis superstars sisters Serena and Venus Williams are to play together again at Wimbledon. They've been handed a wild card to compete in the women's doubles 10 years after last winning the title. BBC News.